Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back after a week's break. Didn't like it, Natch. I'm a creature of habit. I appreciate my little traditions, one of them being every morning doing this show. Did I just say the word tradition? Oh my God, did I just give away what our unpopular opinion is? My God, do we have a show lined up for you this morning, my friends? In today's 100 Humans, I asked them to name something every country needs to be considered a country. Nombra algo que... I need your help here with the Elf's translation, Natch. Nombra algo que todo país necesita. No todos los países necesitan.
I think both work.
Oh, really?
But yes, todo país necesita, I would say.
Oh, so I unduly beat the elf this morning. I'm sorry. Para ser considerado un país. Name something every country needs to be considered a country. I think people on Instagram suffered with this one. They found it difficult. Today is complete the news. We'll find out what time spent on a computer leads to. Ooh, surprising answer there. And in today's unpopular opinion on the subject of tradition, it's a good one. Not all traditions are worth preserving. Seems like common sense, doesn't it? But there are certainly two sides to this argument. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. But first, my friends, I'm here, you're here. Natch is here. Let's see what's going on in the world. Natch, Easter, how was it?
Pretty good. Yes, yeah. I played a lot with my kids, especially to Nintendo Switch.
Oh, dude, nice.
Yes, I went to Cuenca 2 days.
Oh, dude. Mm-hmm. I wish you hadn't said that because Ladybo's listening to the show. And Izzy's listening to the show and she wanted to go away for Easter. You know what? Well, look, we did something even better, Natch. We stayed at home.
Well, I stayed at home. And my sister-in-law.
Cool. Yeah. No, we stayed at home. We went for play some board games. Juegos de Mesa, Andrea's house with JC, Jack, Jack's partner, me and Izzy. It was fun. It was good stuff. Good times, man. And I also, not on the Nintendo Switch, but I also... dove headfirst into the world of video games. Oh my God, Natch. Gotten so addicted to a new one. I don't want to talk about it because I've hours before I can go home and play again. All right, let's see what's going on in the world, shall we? We have some news. First of all, I just wanted to say a big good morning to Bond to Iron Man, Gemma, Vero, Eugene, and all the other people joining us live in the audience today and chatting to me as I speak. How are you doing, guys? Welcome. If you want to be as cool as those individuals, it's very simple. You go to twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. If you want to participate in the elements of the show that we do offline, you can do that on my Instagram @professionalbohemian. Or if you want to keep up with the links and everything I use for the news section, very simply go to my Patreon, patreon.com/professionalbohemian. Professional Bohemian, Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. All right, let's get into some news, shall we? Science news today, climate news, and health news. Okay, let's start off with nuclear fusion. Slowly becoming a bit of a convert to the idea of nuclear fusion or nuclear power. I know it's kind of... I think we've inherited this generational fear of nuclear energy, which is probably not founded. Although, you know, we know about Fukushima, we know about Chernobyl. You know, accidents have happened, do happen. But we seem to be making great headway with this technology. A big good morning to David joining us here on the show as well. How are you doing, David? Okay, so nuclear fusion experiments sets a record for the time at 100 million degrees centigrade. This is incredible news. Un experimento de fusión nuclear establece un récord de tiempo a 100 millones de grados Celsius. Wow. South Korean scientists have achieved a new world record in nuclear fusion by sustaining temperatures of 100 million degrees Celsius, for 48 seconds, surpassing the previous record of 30 seconds. This milestone, achieved at the Korean Institute of Fusion Energy's K-STAR Research Center, is a significant step forward in nuclear fusion research, which aims to replicate the sun's energy production processes on Earth. Nuclear fusion has the potential to provide a limitless source of clean energy without contributing to carbon emissions. Fascinating. How do you feel about nuclear energy, Natch? Does it scare you, or do you think it's a viable path forward for the Earth?
I think it's a... I'm not scared. I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had kind of some preconceived. I had doubts, I'm going to be quite frank. But slowly but surely, over the years doing the show, reading more about it, being connected to Pedro from Instagram, who works in that field, or certainly knows a lot about it. He's a lawyer. It's helped me change my mind quite a lot with regards to nuclear energy. It just needs to be handled responsibly, I think, is where I land on this. But certainly, limitless energy with no carbon emissions, that's certainly something to be happy about. The bridge here says, good morning. Vero says, Easter in Madrid was weird for me. I finished a book and started a new one. You can tell I don't like rain. Yeah. Oh, God, the weather, Natch. Move to Spain, Rob. That's what they said. Not sunny skies. Damn climate change. Gemma here. Well, hi, guys. Welcome back. Nice to see you again, Rob. Hope you enjoyed your holiday. I did, very much. But I did miss you guys a hell of a lot. Vero, good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. Welcome back. You were missed, and so were you guys. Morning, Rob and Probo Showers from BTI. You guys are the best. Come on. All right. Next piece of news here from the New York Times. This is a fascinating article. Don't just kind of hear my summary of this article. I do encourage you to go and see it for yourself. This one in the New York Times. Can we engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Podemos encontrar una solución técnica a la crisis climática. Can we engineer our way out of the climate crisis? This is fascinating. Among the discussions I've had offline among friends and colleagues about the climate change, I've heard varying opinions, whether we caused it or not, like humans, did we have an impact, about our proposed solutions with cleaner energy and less reliance on fuel. One thing I heard that really gave me pause was, All this energy we're putting into recycling and finding clean sources of energy is a waste of time, because we will engineer, buscamos un solución técnica, we'll engineer our way out of this problem. And I thought, naive, that's a human being naive, which really reflects a bit of my own naivete, right? Because I will be the first person to say, aliens did not build the pyramids. Humans did that, because I believe we have the engineering might to be able to do it. But when it comes to the climate crisis, no. We're not clever enough. Well, it appears there are some solutions from the world of science. In Iceland, a groundbreaking project is underway that could significantly impact the fight against climate change. Engineers and executives are launching a large-scale vacuum system designed to capture carbon dioxide directly from the atmosphere and store it underground in ancient rock formations. This carbon capture technology, once considered too futuristic and costly, is gaining traction as a viable solution to reduce greenhouse gases due to the escalating threats of climate change and global failure to meet emission reduction targets. Isn't that sad, dude? Isn't that sad? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's great that we are thinking of viable technical solutions. We are engineering our way out of the problem. But isn't it sad that in the pursuit of profits, humans can't come together and say, let's make less emission. But what about the profits? Yeah, no. In one hand, you know, you've got a pile of cash, and in the other hand, you've got the planet Earth. You know, a place where we all live. Anyway. Good morning, Min, joining us all the way from the Netherlands. How are you doing, Min? I was going to miss the yummy eggs during Easter brunch, but somehow something reminds me of them again. Is that a comment on my head? I think so. So yeah, here we go. This initiative is part of a broader exploration into geoengineering solutions, including methods to block solar radiation, add iron to the oceans to sequester CO2. Yeah, when you read the article, there's a lot more in this. Adding iron to the ocean to capture the CO2 and send it to the bottom of the ocean. Fascinating stuff. Even construct giant space parasols. An umbrella in space, yeah. These once science fiction concepts are now being seriously considered and developed to address the urgent need for effective climate change mitigation strategies. A fascinating read. I do encourage you read it. The link will be there on my Patreon today. And final piece of news for today. We're going to the world of health. Cancer signs could be spotted years before symptoms, says a new research institute. Los signos de cáncer podrían detectarse años antes de los síntomas, según indica un nuevo instituto de investigación. I know what you're all saying. You're all saying, wow, Rob, killing it with the Spanish today. Thanks. Thanks. If only Natch thought the same, right? Thank you. Good to see you. Hopefully everybody has had a nice Easter weekend, says Min. Yeah, a great Easter weekend. I'll be honest, like sometimes I make it up. Oh no, I had a great weekend, folks, and it was, you know, I argued or it was bad. This Easter weekend was spectacular. Got a lot of rest. It was lovely. Okay, so yeah, this is a newly established Early Cancer Institute at Cambridge University, supported by an £11 million donation, Libras, or sterling, you know, English pounds, come on, from an anonymous donor, is pioneering research to detect cancer signs years before symptoms emerge. This research aims to revolutionize cancer treatment by identifying precancerous conditions early on, utilizing recent discoveries that show many people harbor such conditions dormant for years. The Institute's director, Professor Rebecca Fitzgerald, highlighted the development of the Cytosponge, a simple, scalable test that can detect early signs of cancer. Amazing. Amazing. Imagine that. You could go to the doctors and say yes, and find out, yes, you're at risk of cancer. This could happen in years' time. Here are the possible solutions to mitigate that risk. Wow, that would be amazing. Game changer. The Institute, soon to be renamed the Li Ka-shing Early Cancer Institute in honor of Hong Kong philanthropist, is also exploring blood samples from past ovarian cancer screenings to identify genetic changes indicative of blood cancer risk long before symptoms appear. Yeah, wow. That's great too. I had a very good, very close friend of mine pass away in 2016 because of a blood cancer, leukemia, precursor to leukemia. About a month before that, another friend of mine passed away of lung cancer. It's an issue that is very dear to me. So yeah, wonderful news today. On that note, my friends, let's go to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, Rob, don't beg, says the bridge. What am I begging for? I don't know. Let's see. Today's unpopular opinion could be another sensitive one. Ooh. Here in Spain, I think the big issue, you know, maybe bullfighting, right? I'm not going to ask anyone's opinions on that. You know, I know people get sensitive about it. In the US, perhaps, it could be gun ownership. Could it be considered a tradition? Maybe. But either way, today's unpopular opinion is not all traditions are worth preserving. No todas las tradiciones valen la pena preservar. Woo! I posted this statement on Instagram, Natch. Do you how do you think people voted?
They said true.
They did indeed, sir. 91% true. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, right? Because as the world moves on, as our tastes change as a society, yeah, a lot of older traditions tend to leave a weird taste in our mouths, right? We look back and maybe we have a different concept of what constitutes animal cruelty. I'm thinking here about my paisanos in the UK and fox hunting. Oh, Bridge says here, how about fox hunting, Rob? There you go. Something that I find personally cruel and unnecessary, but very traditional activity. Should we have preserved that just for the sake of maintaining a tradition? However, on the other side of that, I do value tradition as a person. I am quite the futurist. I have my eyes firmly set on the future and there. And how we as a society, as a people, as a civilization can point ourselves in the right direction. However, you know, I think it's important to have at least a foot in the past. A lot of us kind of consider a lot of our traditions like, well, a waste of time, right? Oh my God, why would we concentrate on preserving the past when the future is so exciting, so prevalent? Well, is that so? Yeah, what about Christmas? What about Easter? What about the Tooth Fairy? Or Ratoncito Perez, as you call them here in Spain. Not all traditions are worth preserving, but certainly some are, right? Or wrong? Well, let me tell you something. I thoroughly tortured the elves this morning, and they gave me some pros and cons. Let's get into those right now. First of all, in the pro column, saying yes, not all traditions are worth preserving. Societies evolve and do so to their and so do their moral and ethical standards. Some traditions may be rooted in historical contexts that no longer align with contemporary values regarding equality, human rights, and environmental sustainability. Holding on to such traditions can perpetuate outdated or harmful ideologies. True. A lot of truth to that. Yeah, oof. I have to be careful what I say here, Natch, because I don't want to get any more death threats. It's been 3 weeks since my last one. Okay, next. Inclusivity and diversity. Certain traditions may exclude or marginalize groups of people based on race, gender, sexual orientation, or religion. In the pursuit of a more inclusive society, reevaluating and potentially discarding such traditions is essential to ensure that cultural practices promote unity rather than division. Ooh. Yeah, look. You know, quite often these traditions go hand in hand with some kind of religious observance, right? With some kind of perpetuation of a you versus them mentality. Are those the traditions we should be looking at dissolving? Or are those worth preserving? Surely preservation doesn't mean celebration, right? Surely we can preserve something, a tradition, without having to celebrate that same tradition. The out-and-out eradication of knowledge, whether that knowledge is distasteful to us as a more modern race, surely the preservation of those observances, of those traditions, is valuable, right? Even if we find it distasteful, rather than eradicating it. I don't know. Innovation and progress, but blindly adhering to traditions can stifle innovation and progress. Societies thrive on new ideas and practices that challenge the status quo. Preserving traditions for tradition's sake can hinder the development of new, more relevant practices that better address current societal needs. Finally, final point here in the pro column. Questioning the relevance of traditions encourages critical thinking and self-reflection within a culture. It prompts individuals to actively engage with their customs and beliefs rather than passively accepting them. This process can lead to a more conscientious and dynamic cultural evolution. Surely, the only issue I would take here is that what we've seen is the out-and-out denial of certain traditions. You know, once you stop observing these traditions, how do you preserve them for posterity? You know, in 20 years' time, will anyone know fox hunting happened? You know, if they ever banned bullfighting in Spain, how long will it be until that cultural knowledge of what used to happen disappears? Maybe never. Maybe those traditions are preserved in stone, as the gladiatorial fights in ancient Rome are preserved in the Colosseum. Do you know? Interesting food for thought there. Before we get into the cons here, saying no, the value of preserving traditions, let's take a look at the chat and see what people are saying. Vero says, true, some traditions do not make sense in the 21st, especially 21st century, especially those involving animals. Conman says, some traditions are just backwards. Some are. You know, what do you want me to say? Some are. I mean, fox hunting, for one, is stupid. I mean, I don't mind saying that because, my cultural heritage is firmly planted in England. The idea that rich people on horseback with packs of dogs chase a fox and rip it apart is stupid. It's just stupid. As fox hunting has now been diluted to the point of going extinct in the UK, you know, I think that was a positive move. And it is preserved in popular culture, right? Do we need to kind of observe that tradition? Let's continue. True, in my country, very old tradition is to believe our government. We need to stop that tradition, says Eugene, joining us all the way from Russia. Friday con, like over here, when getting married, the husband pays the father. If the father doesn't agree, it's called off. Yeah. That's from Friday con. He's joining us from South Africa. Bridge here. I'm all for tradition, but I'm also for common sense. Thinking is supreme, says the Bridge. Okay, well, while we're here debating this, let's look at the con points, los contras, the value of preserving tradition. We're going to start off with cultural identity and continuity. Traditions serve as a vital link to our past, grounding us in a cultural identity and providing a sense of continuity and belonging. They offer a way to honour our ancestors and maintain a connection to our heritage, which is crucial in an ever-globalising world. True story, right? I mean, like it or not, everyone needs to feel like they belong, okay? And whether you derive that sense of identity from the music you listen to, you know, and even music has its own traditions. I'm thinking here, headbanging in heavy metal, wearing tight jeans and having, if you're a guy, having long hair or a skinhead, tattoos. There are certain cultural traditions, even in the observance of certain musical genres. Whether you derive that sense of identity through your musical taste, through your country, through your football team, everyone needs to feel like they belong. Okay, next point. Traditions often play a significant role in fostering societal cohesion and stability. They provide structured opportunities for communal engagement, celebration, and mourning, strengthening bonds between communities and across generations. True story. I mean, one of the things I enjoy about this show is we actually look at some of these traditions in a very critical way, right? I'm thinking now to the show we did on cemeteries. Like, we should get rid of cemeteries. We don't need them. It's a waste of land in big cities that could be made into affordable housing. Many of you guys said, no. Put on the bricks, bald man. The traditional act of burying the dead and having a place where you can go and commemorate that is valuable. And you know what? Even though I don't agree wholeheartedly, I respect the fact that those traditions are important to some people. Should we all not have that moral flexibility to be able to, even though we don't agree with the tradition, allow people to observe it? Woo, it's getting heated. Okay, let's continue. Traditions often play a significant role in societal cohesion and stability. Next point. Traditions are rich with historical context and cultural significance. They offer educational opportunities, allowing individuals to learn about their own culture as well as the cultures of others. And finally, participating in traditional practices can often offer psychological benefits, such as a sense of belonging, stability, and comfort. All right, friends, I'm going to post a poll in the chat, and you, our decision makers, you're going to tell me. Not all traditions are worth preserving, true or false. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning, an infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. We'll see you in a few short minutes. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. You're tuned in to the Probo Show live at 9 a.m. right now. How are you doing, friends? If you just tuned in, what did you miss? Well, we looked at a breakthrough in Korea with regards to nuclear fusion, breaking a record for time at 100 million degrees Celsius. And we're seeing a lot of progress with regards to nuclear fusion. And you know, I certainly over the years have changed my mind on the safety or the potential future with regards to using nuclear energy. Let's continue. We also dove into a really interesting article from the New York Times asking a really prescient and important question. Can we engineer our way out of the climate crisis? It appears that in some aspects, in a certain way, we can, a little bit. But does that mean that we should stop making our own individual efforts? I don't think so. That's what's dangerous about this idea, right? Well, we can solve this problem. Clever people can fix it for us. And then we stop recycling and we stop kind of taking care of our own environment, our own little corner of the world, and assume that science can fix it for us. And then we looked at an interesting article from The Guardian with regards to cancer, how cancer signs can be spotted, podrían detectarse. They can be spotted years before symptoms, according to a new research institute. Fascinating stuff. Then we moved into today's unpopular opinion. Sadly, a bunch of people in the chat, Sam, Vero, who else? Eugene, they couldn't vote. I don't know. Maybe a problem with the Twitch app. But a few people did, so we'll get into the results in a second. Our unpopular opinion, not all traditions are worth preserving. No todas las tradiciones valen la pena preservar. Chris Valrolls here, she says, monarchy or throwing a goat from a bell tower, for instance, they are traditions that could have already disappeared, in my humble opinion. Yeah. Throwing a goat from a bell tower. Is that a Spanish one, Natch? I've never heard of that, but sounds hilarious. Yeah, weird, right? Why throw a goat from a bell tower? Why chase a fox on horseback? Yeah, I don't know, but can you preserve a tradition without celebrating it? There's the question, right? I think, you know, fox hunting is preserved in media, right? The Roman gladiatorial trials are preserved in stone. If bullfighting ever disappears, bullfighting will be preserved in stone. They don't get rid of bullfighting and then tear down the Plaza de Ventas, Plaza de Toros, right? I think there is a way of preserving tradition without having to celebrate it, you know? But then, you know, what about the historical significance? How do we learn? You know, how do we learn? How do we preserve? How do we celebrate what brought us to where we are if we systematically eradicate some of the more distasteful traditions? I believe it's possible. But anyway, let's continue. A lot of people talking here about how they can't vote. I'm sorry about that, guys. Okay, anyway. So let's look at some messages I received. Nina says, I totally understand the importance of traditions, but if they're harming the planet, it's time to rethink them. Like, I don't know. I don't know what tradition you're thinking. The traditional spraying of the aerosol can snatch. Leo says, traditions are the backbone of our culture. They connect us to our past and give us a sense of belonging. Sure, some may seem outdated, but they're worth preserving for the lessons they teach us. Yeah. What's that famous quote? By not learning from the past, we're doomed to make the same mistakes? Or, yeah, I don't know. It's true that our attitude towards people of different religions, gender, sexual orientation, our relationship with animals, all have evolved over time. And there is certainly, and I believe, certainly for the better. But a lot of traditions fly in the face of that. Alex says, look, I'm all about moving forward. If a tradition doesn't make sense in today's world or slows us down, why keep it? Let's innovate and create new traditions that reflect our current values. Interesting stuff. Thank you, guys. You can reach out to me at any point in time on my Patreon or on Instagram, and you'll have your comment read here on the show, assuming there's time. So thank you for that, guys. Let's see how people voted right here in the chat, shall we? Okay, in our live audience, I posed the statement, not all traditions are worth preserving, and you guys said 67% true. My problem here, I think, Natch, my problem here with today's unpopular opinion is the phrasing of preserving. Not worth preserving. If you don't preserve something, I think there's a difference between preserving something and celebrating something. I've lived in Spain 20 years, never been to a bullfight. Okay. But I'm aware of it as a cultural tradition here. You know, I've never hunted foxes. I've never thrown a goat from a bell tower. I've never been a member of the monarchy. But I believe you can preserve these things without celebrating them. I think the wholesale eradication of a tradition kind of deletes the lessons we've learned from them. Does that make sense, Natch? Would you agree with that? Yeah, right? So, whereas I do with every piece of my soul want to say, yeah, true. Let's not preserve these things. Let's just, you know, wipe them from existence. I don't think that's for the best. Sometimes, there's a word I'm struggling to remember. I think it's ancient Greek. And it refers to something that is a poison that is also a pill that is a poison and a cure at the same time. And I kind of think of a lot of traditions that have fallen by the wayside in that sense. Because, you know, a lot of these distasteful traditions are like signposts of how we evolve culturally. And yeah, sure, we shouldn't be throwing goats from bell towers, but should we be eradicating that from our cultural memory? I don't believe that's the case. Thinking now about a quote from the composer Gustav Mahler. It says, tradition is not the worship of ashes, but the preservation of fire. And I think a lot of us, we have the hubris in modern society to kind of look at the past and scoff over their primitive ways. And we see tradition as worshipping ashes, cenizas. But really, those who do observe those traditions see it as the preservation of fire, right? When in reality, the truth is probably in that halfway point, in that shade of grey. But that's just my opinion, folks. And you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He would say, Rob, opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink, including yours. Let's move on to today's unpopular. No, sorry, 100 humans. Oh my God. Rusty Natch. This is what happens when you have a week off. Ouch. All right, here we go, friends. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question is, name something every country needs to be considered a country. Nombra algo que todo país necesita para ser considerado un país. Woo! I asked them that question, they gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. All right, as always, we go to the Natch, our oracle, for the first answer. What do you think, Natch?
I guess traditions are one.
Traditions. You know, can we package traditions up as culture? They certainly play a big part of it, right? Let's say yes. Go on. All right, Natch. Yeah. Yeah, certainly every country needs its own particular culture, right? All right, so there you go. It's their cultura. 4 of 100 humans said that. It's in 6th place. Well done, well done. Let's take a bit, by the way, thank you to La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Rafelka, Rosa, Pedro, Materia Oscura, Carmen González, and Juan Carlos Vera, as well as some others who gave us answers right here on Instagram as well. Chris Valrol, sorry, the goat's tradition disappeared in the year 2000, according to Wikipedia. But there you go, it's preserved, right? It's preserved. Albeit on Wikipedia. You know, an internet outage could maybe perhaps eradicate that from our cultural memory, but it is preserved. All right, so let's see what people are saying right here in the audience. A territory, says Eugene. Wow, great answer. A territory. Territorio, land. You know, it needs a physical place, right, to be considered a country. Is territory there? Yes, it is. Well done. 23 of 100 humans said territory. It's in second place. Well done. Who agreed with that? Yeah, Juan Carlos Vera on Instagram agreed with that. Said land. Pedro says borders. Territory. You know, country's land. A country's territory is defined by its borders, so I suppose so. Rosa said territory, an area of land. Well done, well done. And Rafelka, well done, guys. A capital, says Eugene. Un capital. Not a nightclub here in Madrid. A capital. Is a capital there? No, it's not. Ouch. It's a great answer, though. Chris Valrol says a population. Un población. A population. Something every country needs to be considered a country. Is population there? Yes, it is. Well done. Chris Valrol and Eugene on fire there. Population. Well done. Sam says a flag. Bandera. Flag. Is a flag there? Weirdly enough, yes, it is. Well done. Yeah, a flag. Bandera is there. It's in 7th place. All right. Okay, you guys are going to need some help here, I think. Ooh, Sam says a language. That's a good one. A language. Idioma. Is a language there? No, it's not. I suppose that's because so many countries share a language, right? It didn't pop immediately to mind, but it's a good answer all the same. Chris Valrol says a government. Gobierno. Government. Is government there? Yes, it is. Well done. Government or a system of government is there. It's the number one answer, Chris. Woo. Well done. 27 of 100 humans said a government. Sam says a coin, moneda, coin. Could we expand that out to say an economy? An economy, una economia. Every country needs an economy, right? Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Economy is there. 13 of 100 humans said economy. It's in fourth place. Well done, Sam. The bridge here says the US doesn't have an official language. Is that a genuine factoid from the bridge? Thank you. Thank you. Okay, there is only one answer left to identify. Let's first turn my attention to Instagram. La Chica de la Segunda Fila, she said a smart government, a flag, a president. Land, said Rafelka. Rosa, a territory of land. She also says, nice to hear from you again, Rob. Thank you, thank you. Borders, Pedro, an instrument of government, says Materia Oscura. Great answer. Carmen echoed that with the government. Juan Carlos Vera, land. A bunch of you agreed with that. One person. There is one person on Instagram who identified correctly the final answer. That person is... Sorry, I'm just looking for their name right now. I'm sorry. It was Alex who also wrote a message. Okay, so I'm going to try and elicit that answer from you guys real quick. You know, if you break this, Natch, you might go to prison. Oh my God, is that the easiest clue in the world? I think it is. Might need a barrister, lawyer... You know, judge, there is instruments in place to preserve these, you know, policing, even an army in some cases. Woo, Chris Valrol said an anthem. Great, a great answer, but not there, not there. Rafelka, Sam and Alex on Instagram have an answer for this. Do you know where it is, Natch?
Law.
Laws, well done, Leis, well done, guys. Laws, it's there. It is the fifth most popular answer, with 8 of 100 humans saying every country needs laws. All right, let's break it down. I asked 100 humans to name something, nombra algo, that every country needs, que todo país necesita, to be considered a country, para ser considerado un país. In position number
7,
we had a flag, bandera. In position number
6,
a culture, cultura, traditions, I guess, fall into culture, right? In position number
5,
we had laws, leyes. Yeah, every country having their own particular laws. In position number
4,
we had economy, economía. In position number
3,
población, population. Every country needs people, right? In position number
2,
territorio, territory, land. And finally, in position number
1,
with 27 of 100 humans, congratulations, Chris Valrol, government. You guys, so on fire. So on fire. Flag and an anthem, says Vero. Absolutely. All right, guys, let's move on to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News!
Okay, this is Complete the News. First bridge here says, how about England and its official national anthem? Depende pa qué. I don't know what that means, Natch. You know, I think I know the American national anthem better than the English one. Is that normal? I've seen too many American movies. That's my problem. God save our... Do you think they've changed the words? Is it now God save our gracious king? Our sausage-fingered king? God save the king? I don't know. I don't know. All these questions are more answered on the Probo Show. We'll find out. All right. This is Complete the News, my friends. I'm going to give you a real news headline. Un titular. Or un titulo. What is it? Titulo.
Titular.
Titular. God damn it, Natch. A week off. rusty, oxidado. I'm going to give you a titular, a real news headline, this time from The Independent. But I'm going to leave out some important information. If you're one of the many people joining us in the chat, but you feel too nervous to share your opinion, it's a comment I get often. I watch the show, but I don't like to type anything. Well, this is your moment, because all you have to write is A, B, or C. So I'm going to give you a news headline, leave out some information, give you three options. One of those options is the correct one. So let's get into it. This time from The Independent, as I mentioned. Time spent on a computer is linked to an increased chance of blank. You know it's going to be a good one already, right? Time spent on a computer linked to an increased chance of blank. Is it A, superpowers? Don't laugh, you never know, Natch. You never know. Maybe you're bitten by a spider. Who knows? Is it A, superpowers, superpoderes? Is it B, erectile dysfunction, desfunción eréctil? Or is it C, divorce, divorcio? Time spent on a computer linked to an increased chance of blank. El tiempo pasado en la computadora se vincula con un mayor riesgo de blank. Is it A, superpowers, superpoderes? Is it B, erectile dysfunction, disfunción eréctil? Or is it C, divorce, divorcio? A, B, or C? Woo! I see a lot of you lurkers typing in the chat. Rafelka, The Bridge, Eugene, Hema, Chris Falrol, Caperica, Vero, all of you answering. What do you think it is, Nash?
B.
You think B, erectile dysfunction? Jeez. It's worrying if that's true. All right, let's see. Okay, so Nash says B. Seems like, be careful, guys, says Gemma. Yeah, I'm immediately going to turn off all my screens if it is B. Okay, so all answers are represented here in the chat, but one has the clear lead. It is B. Natch and the chat, the audience, are in agreement. Let's see. Time spent on a computer linked to an increased chance of... The answer is... B, erectile dysfunction. This is why we do this section at the end of the show. Because all the people watching and listening live, they're just going to immediately close their computers. No, yeah, this is apparently true. A study involving over 200,000 men has found that spending extended periods on the computer may be associated with a higher risk of erectile dysfunction. According to the research published in Andrology. Every additional 1.2 hours of a computer use daily could increase the chances of experiencing ED, erectile dysfunction, by 3.57 times. My God. The study also noted that long-term leisure time on a computer is linked to lower levels of follicle-stimulating hormone. Now I'm starting to understand why I'm bald, Natch. Which is crucial for the production of sperm and hair, sadly. However, the study found that no significant link between other sedentary activities, such as watching TV or driving, and erectile dysfunction. Oh my God. Oh my God, guys. Immediately close your computers, go and touch grass. That's my advice. let's see what people are saying in the chat. Ow, what a shame, says The Bridge. Yeah, absolutely. I much prefer A, says says The Bridge. Rafelka, oh my God, I'm changing my job. More physical activities, guys and girls, says Chris Valroll. Yeah, go outside, touch some grass, guys. Get a lung full of fresh air after the show. After the show. We've still got a few minutes left. Well, let me tell you something, guys. It's awesome to be back. Over the Easter period, I did publish a little book on my Patreon. If you want to go check that out, feel free to do so. It's completely free if you're one of the members that are that support me in financially on there. I will post today's show open so everyone can enjoy it. So do head on over there, and it's completely free to join if you want to. What on earth did I walk in on, says Miss Sasha Hayes. Close your computer right now, Miss Sasha Hayes. Although, judging by your name, you don't have to worry about erectile dysfunction. what a show we've had, guys. We've spoken about traditions and whether they're worth preserving or not. We looked at nuclear fusion and how we are making more and more breakthroughs every single day. We asked the very important questions via the New York Times. Can we engineer our way out of the climate crisis? We looked at signs, cancer signs, potentially being spotted years before symptoms. Amazing, amazing breakthrough there. And we also spent time looking at things a country needs to be considered a country. We are back now officially with live programming. It's awfully nice to be here, guys. I'll be back again with the lunchtime show as well in just a few hours with Andrea. Friends, I've had a blast today, an absolute blast. Thank you all for joining me. You will find today's podcast available in all good podcast directories. And I just want to end the show by saying a big thank you to one very special person who wrote a wonderful review on Apple Podcasts. I don't know who you are, but it really made my day this morning. Thank you so, so much. I'm trying to find it so I can read it for you all. But it was absolutely wonderful, and it absolutely meant the world. I'll be back now full on until the summer, producing the show live with the Natch or in the Probo Show studios, as per usual. Thank you so much, everyone. A lot of people saying bye in the chat. Bye, Sasha. Bye, Chris Valroll. Have a great day. Thank you. Thank you, too. Thank you to all of you participating. That's Chris Valroll, Rafelka, Sam, Vero, Born to Iron Man, Bridge, Gemma, Kaperika, David, and all of you guys. A big thank you to all of you who support me on Patreon. Do go check it out, guys. You can join for free, get access to all the free content I have on there. And finally, a big thanks to you, Natch. We're back for another season post-Easter of the Probo Show. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Guys, so many things you could have been doing today. Instead of doing those things, took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you next time.